Welcome, Nafiyam Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Ayin Zayin in the Hoyz Vodar edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting the second line in Amud Aleph. Omar Vyomio, Cholov Shel Goy, a milk of a goy, Lama Osir. What's the Isser of Chalav Akum? Because the problem is maybe he's going to mix in it milk of Behemet Be'el. Fetaninen, and therefore we learned, Oymidu Goy V'Cholov Be'edir, you have a goy milking the animal. If I saw standing on top of him, because we don't assume he's going to mix the behemoth male. In other words, as long as you have a mashgiach, you're good to go. Rav b'shem of Yehuda, Rav Sin b'shem of Yeshua and Levi, says, there's different reason why a milk of a goy is asur. Because it's revealed, it's uncovered, and there's chashash, he's not careful, the snake should not put venom into it. Says the more v'yamit. So just make the milk into cheese. The Gemara knows that when a milk has in it venom, it will not turn to be hard as cheese. So if you put a piece of it, allow it to harden, to congeal, to become cheese, if it does become cheese, that means there's no venom in it. The problem is, every time you have cheese, there's some holes in the cheese. And in that holes is some liquid. That liquid may have venom in it, meaning there could be that some parts or not affected, and therefore they become cheese, and the other ones do have venom in them, and therefore it's asur. Shloisha irusimem. There's three types of venom of poison. Eretz shakea, one that sinks down in the kli. Be'eretz saf, one that floats on top. Be'eretz oymid kesvachav in the malon, one that's in the middle, standing like a sponge in the middle of the kli. Be'yomei of yirmiyo, in the days of yirmiyo, is galdin gigiso desadri upo. The big barrel of the big basement which opened up. The first Talmidim came, drank from it, nothing happened to them. But then later, other people drank from it, and they died from the venom. Probably what happened there, the venom was one that sunk down and was in the bottom of the kli. The Gemara brings another example to that. There were workers in the field. Is Galias Kulto de Mayo. The barrel of water or the pitcher of water was revealed. The first people drank from it. Nothing happened to them. The later ones drank from it and they died. What's shot? This shows me the idea that venom probably sunk down to the bottom of the kli. The Tani Ken, another brace like this. You have a barrel which was revealed. And there's a watermelon that somebody bit from it. And people drank and ate from it, nothing happened to them. Next people should not eat and drink from it. Maybe the venom sunk down, it's in the bottom of the liquid or the fruit. Wine that was revealed, and 10 people drank from it. Don't eat and drink after it. And the same idea, maybe the venom sunk down. There's three drinks that are asur if they're revealed. There's five mashkin that will never have a problem with gilui. And the simple of the stiyari, there's a taste of the Bali discusses it, that this is argued the Mishnah that says only three mashkin have gilui. This is mashkin that most mashkin have gilui, except the following five. What is it? Hatsir vaburai. Hatsir vaburai is different type of liquids with the fish. What is fish oil? The other one is fish brine. V'achoybitz, vinegar, v'ashebed, oil, v'advash, hadi. V'ashebed, oil, v'ashebed, v'ashebed, v'ashebed says hadi does have a problem of gili. Why do you call it v'ashebed, b'sharu, or sodoki? If you saw the snake eating from the hadi, then you have to choshish for the gili. V'achiru ha-papa ava b'yodit, sloiches, d'advash, b'galyo. V'achiru ha-papa had in his hands a plate with hadi, which was revealed. L'hizpak mishu, he didn't have time to go ask the shayla if he's allowed to eat it, ad the papas beyond it, until it started bubbling in front of him because there was venom in it. So this is just a raya that the snakes do eat for the honey. Rav Shmuel Tavayit already tell Rishut le'orex li'boka v'yipodov v'lo'nista Rishut le'kli li'boka v'yipodov. So Rav Shmuel give us the big concept. How do we look at the snake? A snake has the right, because we'll give him the right, to allow the land, the ground, to open in front of him. So even if you're in a sealed place, and the only way to enter it is through digging below the ground, we assume that Nachash did it, because the ground opens in front of the snake. But if it's in a sealed kli, a sealed vessel, then there's no chashash, because the snake cannot penetrate the kli. And the word brings a story about that. They were sitting in a house, Ozlu Berabrid. The house was surrounded with marble, sealing the house from the outside. Amri, they said, we will see a snake come in here? So the Gemara of Itchami, yes, there was a snake that was able to get into the house. Amri, Baruch Hu Shebocher Behem Bechachomim. Because Baruch is Baruch, that he gave the Bracha, the Chachomim, he chose the Chachomim to teach us Torah. Sha'amur nitna reshut la'oretz li'boka mipodov, v'lanista reshut la'kli li'boka mipodov. They said, yes, the land opens in front of a nochash, not a vessel. So because this is a house, it's not a vessel, the nochash is able to penetrate and get into the house. Rav Yadav have a mitchol b'nei sagin. Rav Yadav was very scared of the snake. So he put his bed into four vessels of water. So the snake doesn't go into water, he won't be able to go up the bed. Says the word that finds Zion with base. Chadzman, one time, Poshad Yodei, he stretches his hand, he sees the snake in the bed with him. Omar, Ir Murbinei, take away the waters. Sherib Soyim Hashem. I see that everything I do won't help. The snake will still come to the bed. So really, all the waters protecting me is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kabu Shirekev, how much is an opening, a problem? I'm assuming that the Nochash went into the Kli. Rav Yaakov ba'achor b'shem chanino machli be'hok, and he showed with his hands, oma rush etzba'i k'tano, like this, my small finger, the edge of my small finger. Rav Yaakov ba'achor b'shem barvo b'shem b'shem levi ad k'dei shel tikanes rush etzba k'tano shel tinuk b'yoyim l'toychoy. So a small finger of a one-day-old baby can't go into it. A very, very small hole. Says the Gemara, v'afilu pochus b'ken hu olil. There is very small snakes that are able to get in, even to a smaller hole. But because if he doesn't know how he's going to get out, the snake doesn't go in. So he sees a very small hole, he's afraid he's not going to be able to find the hole coming out, so the snake doesn't enter to the clay. Hadid, salto, but it's a basket, it has many holes in it, even though what? I feel kama, even though the holes are very small, also. The snake sees there's many holes, so he's not scared to go in. He knows he's going to figure out a way to get out. There's so many holes to get out. Hador slakuso, this basket, afil du talio kam, even though it's very high up, hanging in front of the roof, asur du mishtarshel, the snake is able to crawl down from the roof and get into the basket. Kedei shevo aroch shmokol korev yishtei, the Mishnah says that if there's enough time for the snake to get to the kli, so then you're not allowed to drink the gil. That's the amount of time you have to wait. Eizu mokol korev, how close can it be? From the handle of the clay, it could be the snake is hiding behind the handle. So the time it takes the snake to go over the handle to the top of the clay, to the, where the liquid is, it's also. The loy chamilei says, we're not going to see the snake. There's a small type of snake. It's called shvifoid. It's the size of a hair. Very hard to see it. How much is the shear of water of begulei? Water in the land. I boy say if you have 40 sail, that cancels out the venom. Chavit shichin is a type of boat that shayotim use. It needs to be filled with water with it. If you have enough water to fill a chavit shichin, so then the venom is canceled in it. Hayai, the wine, baby kale, doesn't matter if it's vessels, baby karkois, or it's a land, kosho, meaning even if it's a very large amount of wine, we still have a problem of gilui. Hayai, kosmachu, toisis. If the wine is still bubbling, then there's no problem of gilui. Kamatis, how long is it considered to be the normal time for the wine to bubble? Actually, 3 days. Once there was a snake found next to the pit of the wine where the wine was still bubbling, allowed it. He said, that's not a problem. We're not choishish of the snake. Put his venom into the wine. Bayon, with the other river, as the water is flowing, because the venom is canceled as it's flowing. So the word Ma'isa is a story. She heard of Yochanan ben Nuri. Yochanan went, it's a Yochanan ben Broika Abo, by Yochanan ben Broika Abo, Lebeit Sharayot, which is the name of a place. He showed him a pit that was in there only 3 lugi of water, very small amount of water. But the rain was dripping into it. He leaned down and drank. There's no gilu because if there's dripping into it, the snake is afraid of the noise. How much drip you need to have in order for it to be considered a real dripping? Enough water to wash the vegetable called karti. That when the drop hits the water, it makes like a circle and with shapes that look like the legs of a geese. Says the word that in Chesed Mudalaf Atap. So the way Chaim explains is, if you have a river that's going in from the outside to the inside, and outside there's drips of water of rain coming into it, which causes the outside water to be something which the snake does not drink for, so also the water which is in the house that doesn't have rain dripping into it is also mutter. We're not choishing the snake is drinking from the water inside the house. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Ayin Zayin.